Tov memches sifei chometz shenim se beis Yisrael achar Pesach osur afal pishem pitloi. Even though you mevatel your chometz and you're not oivim midarais and bal yiroah, but still Chazal did not want you to rely on bitul or even hefker, and it is also ba'ano if it remains in your possession, unless you sold it to the goy, who gave it as a gift to the goy before Pesach. Shabruah brings, though, that there are opinions of Achreinim that if you did the Beful Dikas Chometz and the Bitul Chometz, and then afterwards you found, so Betzim he did everything properly, just somehow he missed something. Or in such a case, some Achreinim say, it's not also Bano, you're not allowed to eat it, but you could sell it to a goy. And he says, Mokim Hefsin Meruba, if it's a big loss, you can rely on that to sell it to a goy. There's another Chiddush, a person was in a boat. And he has chametz with him, and there's no go on the boat. He's in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So what does he do? He does the most he can. He's mafkir it in front of Eidim. The question is, okay, he was not over Bal Yiroah. The question is after Pesach. We said before, Hefker doesn't tell. But here he was stuck, he had no choice. So he says, most of the Achreinim say, even so, it's also. But if Mokhev Sevi Rube, it's a big loss, then you can sell to a goy. He brings a third case, if the guy was on the boat, and he realized that he has chametz in his house. Say it's a little bit better. The chametz was not with him in the same place. It was in his house. So the mail is once again stuck. He can't sell it. It was mafkit. Over here, Mr. Brewer is more lenient that one can't be nenner from it after Pesach because it wasn't under his control at the time. Who knows? It wasn't with him. It was at home. And he had no etzah to sell it.